course he's going to, but I mean, just how is
he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
he's a great guy, actually.
How are you feeling out there?
I'm feeling good. I hope I look good. I'm excited about this year, 2013. I'm excited about our playbook, especially. I'm excited about the plays that we have here and the plays that that we brought in here, and especially the whole line.
Noticed a little difference in some of the plays? You sound really excited about that.
I noticed a difference in the playbook. We really actually tossed out our whole playbook from last year and got a wholly, totally different new one. It's a little confusing at first, but everybody got into it because everybody focused in. And then I'm excited about that because really wasn't that many mental mistakes out there as you expect in the first 3 days of your OTA. So especially even seeing the young rookies go out there and they execute what they're supposed to do, especially when we come out there the first 2 days.
What's different, Kenny, about the playbook?
What's the difference about the playbook?
Yeah.
Everything.
Is that right?
Yes.
Like verbiage?
Verbiage, plays. We started from scratch. And I'm excited about that.
They've been trying to figure out plays specifically for everyone. Just talk about the excitement when you see something.
Oh, man, we got so many plays for every receiver because every receiver does sound different because you can't, I mean, level of me and Nate and say that who's the better receiver because he does things differently than I do. I'm a bigger receiver. He's more of a receiver that goes out there in the slot. And we got Damian Williams. We got Kendall Wright, and we just brought in our young boy, Justin Hunter, and we also brought in Kevin Walker, and then everybody does something totally different, and to see the playbook develop, go out there and see those plays that we have this year, it's like everybody gets the ball, we're sharing the ball, especially we got a high explosive running back in the backfield that's going to get the ball too, and then we did a great job of forming like this O-line, and they look good.
How important is this year for you?
How important is every year is important for me.
Especially this year, given that you're finally healthy, final year of the contract, all that good stuff?
Well, like I said, every year is important to me, especially just to come out there and be healthy. I'm hoping everybody's praying for me to be healthy. And I feel good. I feel in the best shape that I've ever been for the last 2 years into OTA. So I'm excited about this year. And I'm not too worried about the contract that comes later into the things. I'm just more worried about me staying healthy.
It has been said that players who come back from an injury like you had need that time, need a season maybe to get fully back into the groove. You've had that under your belt now. Do you feel like the old Kenny Britt?
I definitely do, because last year, just going back there and transitioning on the field and trying to see the ball come out the quarterback's hands, it came out a little bit faster. I was coming down my break a little bit slower. And it's more mentally than physically this year. Me knowing what to do, and I mean, I know I'm getting going to be older and things going to start wearing down, and like I said, I had an injury and it's actually came back stronger, so I'm excited about that. Like I said, there's some things that I'm still working on, but this year just seems so much better for me.
If your players have said you've really committed yourself this offseason, got serious this offseason, did you approach this year any different than the years past?
I actually did, because last year I was coming off of my ACL and I was actually trying to come back to being what I was, but this year I know that I had an ACL injury, so I wanted to focus on that to make sure that doesn't even come back.
Yeah.
And doesn't creep up from behind, and I had to deal with that later on during the season.
What was your training this offseason? Did you spend a lot of time in California?
I trained a month in Pensacola, and then I trained my last month in Los Angeles.
And what did you focus on during all that?
Mostly speed, my legs, making sure I strengthen that, and more tissue quality.
Hey, Kenny, is there anything you want to prove this year? Feel like you have to prove this year? Is there anything?
I don't believe I have to prove anything. It's things that I would like to prove, that I could be the receiver that I was 2 years ago, and I'm going to be the receiver I was 2 years ago. Probably even better than that, because I focus on more on the football than I have ever in my life in the last couple of months. So I'm really excited to see what I can do this year.
You feel like this team is counting on you, needs you to kind of be that guy?
I don't believe that. They count on me to be on the field and doing the right things on the field and off the field. And that's one thing. And they expect me to be there and be the pro athlete that I should be and I'm going to be. Other than that, I'm just going to go out there, apologize. I'm going to go out there and be the best player I could be.
And you talk about counting on you. I mean, was there a time when you felt like, hey, I need to be more accountable, I need to be more trustworthy, I need to be a guy they can?
I believe that everybody trusts me and everybody counts on me throughout every year, and we should do that if they got you in this team and they're paying you a contract, everybody should be accountable for what they do.
Yeah.